From Hollywood, California, we present Gene Herschelt in another Dr. Christian story called A Bad Case of Quarantine, brought to you by the Cheesebro Manufacturing Company, owners of the trademark Vaseline, and producers of Vaseline Petroleum Jelly for first aid, Vaseline Hair Tonic for the care of the scalp and hair, and other Vaseline specialties. Would you like to see the New York World's Fair this summer without it costing you a penny? Or would you rather see the San Francisco Fair? Well, just listen to this. 100 first-class trips to either World's Fair will be given away in one of the easiest-to-enter contests you ever heard of. Yes, a free round trip to whichever World's Fair you'd rather see, and $150 cash for spending money besides. That's first prize in this contest. And remember, there are 100 first prizes. To make doubly sure that everyone has a good chance, there are 5,000 valuable second prizes, too. So listen for the simple rules at the end of the program. Tonight's play is called A Bad Case of Quarantine. The opening scene takes place in the Robinson home on the night of the annual spring dance at the high school. And so, as the curtain rises, we find Dr. Christian looking very handsome in his dinner clothes, talking to 9-year-old Patsy Robinson in her room.
I wish I could stay up for dinner, Dr. Christian. If you're going to be here, I'd like to come to the table.
I know you would. But I really think it's best for you to go to bed early.
I miss everything. I'll be glad when I'm grown up. Bud's going to the high school dance tonight.
So I hear.
I'll bet you didn't know he's wearing a brand new tuxedo.
Really?
Yes. It's the first time he's ever had any evening clothes. He's worse than a girl. He's been trying them on in front of the mirror for weeks.
Oh, men are vain creatures, Patsy.
He looks awful nice in them. But I wouldn't tell him so. Mary Lee will do that.
Mary Lee?
Mary Lee Hamlin. You know her.
Oh, yes, of course. The little Hamlin girl.
Little girl? She's almost 16.
Really? I didn't realize.
Yes, she's all grown up. I know what she's going to wear tonight, too. It's black velvet with white gardenias.
Well, it sounds as they should make a very attractive couple.
They'll look swell. I think Bud's awfully good looking. The way his hair waves. He pretends to get awful mad when I say that. But I don't believe he is, really. Well, I'm glad he's going to the dance.
I'll tell you all about it when I stop in tomorrow.
Tell me about it. Are you going too?
Yes. Yes, we're giving out mid-year awards, and I'm on the Board of Education. So I'll have to get there later in the evening. But I'll report to you how everything goes.
Oh, that'll be wonderful.
Now, snuggle down. Your tray will be here any minute. Oh, and there's something special on it. From me to you.
A surprise?
Mm-hmm. A surprise. To the best measles patient I ever had.
Is it chocolate ice cream?
Now, how did you guess?
'Cause I like that most in all the world, and you know it.
It's because you've been the most wonderful and good little girl about going to bed early.
Thank you, Dr. Christian. Gee, you're swell.
Good night. I'll see you tomorrow and tell you all about the dance.
Night.
Oh, here's Dr. Christian now. We're just ready to sit down.
How are you, Paul? Glad you're going to stay and have dinner with us.
Hello, Dr. Christian.
Good evening, everybody.
Dr. Christian, this is Lester Laird, Bud's cousin. He arrived this afternoon to spend a few weeks with us.
How do you do, Dr. Christian?
I'm glad to meet you, Lester. Well, you just missed the measles quarantine, didn't you?
Oh, I've had the measles.
Oh, I see. Going to be a very formal location tonight.
Formal? Oh, you mean Bud's dinner clothes.
Yes, why, you look quite a man of the world, Bud.
Our fellow's going to have something to hang on his frame.
You seem to have managed it very well. Where's your home, Mr. Lair?
I'm from New York.
I'm so afraid Les is going to be bored here in River's End. Bud's crowd is so much younger than
Oh, don't worry about me, Aunt Molly. I shall amuse myself.
Oh, aren't you going to the dance, too?
No, Bud asked me, but, well, it seemed a little juvenile.
Bud, what's the matter, dear? Your face is so flushed.
I don't know.
Don't you feel well?
Oh, I don't feel so good. My eyes are all watery. Maybe I got a cold coming on. You think so, Dr. Christian?
Come over here to the light and let me look at you.
Oh, no, please, Dr. Christian. I'll be all right. Honest, I will. I just got to go to the dance.
Come on, boy. Let's look at your mouth. Now at your throat. Say ah. Well, let me look at your forehead.
But Dr. Christian...
Just what I was afraid of.
What is it, Dr. Christian?
It's...
I know. You needn't say it. It's that darn kid. It's Patsy. She's giving me the measles.
I'm afraid she has, Bud.
Measles? Then, Bud, you go right straight to bed.
Bed? I've got to go to the dance.
You'll go to no dance tonight, young man.
But I've got to. I promised Marilee. Lee. She's got a new dress and my flowers and everything. I've got to go.
You can do it, boy.
But I feel all right.
You don't, but that wouldn't help, even if you did. Measles are contagious. You are under quarantine.
Well, what am I going to do, Marilee?
Say, who is this Marilee number?
Why, she's Marilee Hamlin, the girl that Bud goes with.
Pretty?
Oh, she's very pretty.
A good dancer?
Why, well, I wouldn't know. Is she a good dancer, Bud?
She'll get by.
I won't get stuck with her, will I?
You?
Oh, yes, I thought I might take her to the dance in your place. I've had the measles. I can go and stay at a hotel or somewhere while you're in quarantine.
Well, now, Les, that's awfully nice of you.
Yeah, just ducky.
Perhaps that would be a solution.
He doesn't need a bother.
You mean you'd rather have this girl stay at home, son?
Well, she's my girl.
Don't worry, I'm not going to steal her. Just a favor to a cousin.
Well, I think it's really a very nice solution.
Where does she live?
Well, I'll give you the address, and I'll call up her mother and explain everything. Now, you needn't worry a bit, Bud.
Oh, no. What'll she think of me?
Well, when she knows that you have the measles, she won't expect
measles?
It.
Of all the fool kid diseases. Mother, can't you tell her I've got something else?
Well, I don't see how very well,
Run along, youngster. I'm taking over as soon as I finish dinner.
Oh, gee, Dr. Christian, couldn't I?
I'm afraid not, Bud.
Now, you go to bed right away, Bud. I'll fix you some nice milk toast.
Yes, so I'll go to bed eventually. Right now, I'm going in and tell Patsy Robinson exactly what I think of her. Of all the dirty tricks. To give the measles to a grown man.
Dr. Christian, I'm so glad you've come. The committee's been looking for you to make the awards. I'll get all the certificates for you.
Thank you, Judy. Oh, quite a crowd we have here tonight.
Oh, you know how the high school dances are. The boys and girls take them so seriously. I'll wager there isn't a girl in high school who didn't get a new dress for this. And have you noticed the tuxedos?
Popping up like dandelions in the spring, aren't they?
The boys look nice in them, though.
I suppose nothing in the world makes a boy feel more important than his first inner coat.
No.
Oh, and I see that we have one young gentleman in white tie and tails.
Oh, that isn't one of our boys. He's Bud Robinson's cousin. Bud couldn't come. And
yes, so... I know. I met the young man earlier in the evening.
He's completely turned Marilee Hamlin's head. They've been dancing together all evening.
So? Well, I thought Marilee was Bud's girl.
Oh, you know how fickle girls are at that age. Here they come now. Oh, will you stay right here, Dr. Christian? I'll get the awards and be right back.
All right.
Hello, Dr. Christian.
Good evening, Dr. Christian.
Hello, Marilee. I see you're taking good care of this young lady, Les.
The very best.
Oh, he's been wonderful. He's marvelous to dance with.
And how did you leave your patient, Dr. Christian?
Patsy? Oh, she was asleep long ago.
Well, I didn't mean Patsy. I meant Bud.
Wasn't it just too quaint of Bud to get the measles? The poor darling.
Well, you can't exactly blame him for it.
Oh, I suppose not. But it sounds so silly.
Of course, it's always better if a fellow gets over those childhood diseases before he starts to go around.
Well, now, I don't think there's anything so disgraceful about getting the measles.
Oh, of course not. Bud's an awfully nice child, Dr. Christian.
I see.
Only, well, I don't know what I would have done if it hadn't been for Les. Everybody in town had asked a girl to a dance weeks ago. I'd have just had to stay home, I guess.
Well, Les was right here, ready for the rescue. Come on, Marilee, I'll show you another new step. Marilee's a wonderful dancer, Dr. Christian.
Oh, Les.
You know, it's too bad to take advantage of an invalid, Dr. Christian, but you'd better warn your patient that I'm stealing his girl.
Dr. Christian in?
Oh, he's just getting ready to leave, Patsy. But I'm sure he'll see you. How are the measles?
They're all gone, and the man from the Board of Health came today and took the sign off the house.
Oh, good.
But Mother won't let either of us go back to school till Dr. Christian sees.
Well, then you'd better get in there in a hurry and let him look at you. Here's a patient who wants to be discharged, Dr. Christian.
Oh, hello, Patsy. Glad to see you. Sit down.
Hello, Dr. Christian. Mother wants
you... Yes, I know. I talked to her on the phone. Patsy doesn't look much like an invalid, does she, Judy?
I should say not. How do you feel, dear?
I feel all right, but measles are awful tiresome.
Well, they're all over with now. Shall I put these things in your bag, Dr. Christian?
Yes, please, Judy, and also the list of calls.
All right. I'll see you later, Patsy.
Bud's coming down to see you, too, after a while.
Well, you seem to be fine, Patsy. I think you can start back to school on Monday. Will you like that?
I will. Bud doesn't want to go back.
No, why not?
He's mad at Mary Lee.
Oh, he is? Why?
Because she's been untrue to him. That's why. Dr. Christian, Mary Lee was Bud's girl. Do you think it was fair for her to start going around with Les the minute Bud's measles came on? Just as if she didn't care about Bud at all.
Well, now, that's pretty difficult to answer, Patsy. Maybe a little of it was Lester's fault.
It was probably all his fault, but that doesn't make it any better. It's a mean trick. Dr. Christian, do you know why Les is visiting us?
Why, no.
It's because he got put out of college. He flunked and he came out here to my dad because his folks were in Europe. Dad's trying to fix it up, but nobody knows how long it's going to take. Dr. Christian?
Yes, Patsy?
When Bud sees everybody today and finds out how things really are, he's going to feel terrible.
Well, now, dear, I...
Oh, Dr. Christian, he is. I know he is. He had an awful case on Merrily. He's got her class ring and a picture of her up in his room. And he sleeps with them under his pillow. I found them once when I had to help make the beds and...
Patsy, I think you're taking this all too seriously. After all, Les will only be here a little while longer, and, well, did you ever hear of a thing called propinquity?
Propinquity? What is it, Dr. Christian?
It's being thrown together. Oh, it's responsible for more romances than you'd ever believe.
But what's it got to do with Bud?
Oh, Mary Lee may be temporarily interested in Les, but let him go back home, and in a couple of weeks... Why, she'll forget she ever knew him.
Maybe, but he's still here in River's End. He's been at the hotel, but he's coming back to our house today. If I could only get rid of him. You see, Dr. Christian, Bud blames me for everything. He won't hardly speak to me anymore. He says it's all my fault that I gave him the measles.
Why, Patsy, darling, don't cry about it. Now, dear, it isn't such a tragedy as all this.
Maybe it isn't, but Bud's so swell. And he looks so grand in that tux. And I didn't mean to give him the measles.
Of course you didn't. There, there, now. All right again? Oh, let me see you smile. That's the girl. Patsy, I've got to go now. There's an epidemic of mumps down the Primrose Street district. I've got several cases to see before dark. Now, promise me you won't worry anymore, and you tell your mother that I said you were fine.
All right. Dr. Christian, what did you say the mumps cases were?
Primrose Street.
We're on Primrose Street. Not down by the Baileys.
Yes, yes, right there. All the Bailey children have got them. I reported the cases today.
Dr. Christian... Are mumps catching?
Oh, yes, yes. Very catching.
And do you have to be quarantined with them, too?
Oh, indeed you do. Until all the symptoms are gone.
Oh. Well, I'll go now. And thank you, Dr. Christian, for everything.
Hello, Bud. How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm all right. I was just on my way down to your office.
Yeah, Patsy told me you were coming. Oh, jump in and I'll take you back with me. I've just finished my calls.
Thanks.
Patsy says the sign is off the house, so I can send your boat back to school Monday.
Yeah?
I suppose you saw all your crowd today?
Yeah, I saw them all right.
Oh, it must be a relief to be out again, huh?
Yeah, sort of.
Well, you don't sound very enthusiastic. I thought with the basketball season just underway, you'd be raring to go.
Well, I'm not so sure I'll go out for basketball.
Not go out for it? Well, now, how will we beat Central without you?
Well, there are plenty of others just as good.
Why, Bud, you were always so enthusiastic.
Yeah, I know. I used to go in for a lot of kid stuff.
Kid stuff?
Yeah. Athletic school spirit and getting all excited over things. Falling for people.
But...
Well, I'm past all that now.
Past it?
Yeah. You see, while I was sick, a lot of things happened. I just found out about them today. Gee, I must have been an awful sap.
Bud, what's come over you?
Nothing's come over me. I've just grown up. I found out what kind of a world it really is.
Bud...
I used to think blood was thicker than water. I used to think you could trust a woman. That when a girl gave you her class ring to wear, it meant something. Well, I know better now.
Oh, but things aren't really as bad as all that.
Oh, don't think I'm going to let it spoil my life, Dr. Christian. I'll still wear my tuxedo and go out to parties. You know, maybe Dad's going to let me drive the Roadster. And there'll be plenty of girls who'll be glad to go out in that, I'll bet. You'll probably be the only one in town who'll know things aren't the same.
Oh, I certainly shall respect your secret, Bud, but...
Well, probably I'm weak saying all these things to you. A man's got to talk to somebody, and... Well, you're a doctor. You understand about life. Oh, I'll get over it, I know. I'm over it right now. But it's a pretty terrible thing when a man's betrayed by his girl and his own cousin just because he's got the measles.
We pause now for a brief intermission in our Dr. Christian program called A Bad Case of Quarantine. Do you know that you stand just as good an opportunity as anyone else to win a free trip to the New York World's Fair or to the one in San Francisco just by telling why you want to go? Yes, and $150 in spending money besides. Or instead of the trip, $250 in cash. There will be 100 such prizes in a new contest which will be explained at the end of this program. And even if you miss out on the first prizes, you still have a swell chance to be one of the 5,000 lucky second prize winners. Don't miss this chance to win a free round trip to the World's Fair. The curtain is rising now on Act Two of our Dr. Christian drama, A Bad Case of Quarantine, starring Gene Herschelt in the role of the good doctor of River's End. Dr. Christian has been called to the Robinson home because little Patsy is sick again.
Really, it's just too much. Here they both are just over the measles, only back in school a couple of weeks, and now Patsy's sick again. What is it, Dr. Christian?
I'm not just sure, Mrs. Robinson. Suppose you go out in the other room for a moment and let me talk to Patsy alone.
Of course, if you want me to. Are you all right, Patsy, dear?
Yes, Mommy.
I'll go in and see if Lester wants anything. You'll see him just as soon as you finish with Patsy, won't you, Dr. Christian? The poor boy is feeling miserable.
Yes, I'll see Lester in just a few moments. Well, Patsy?
Yes, Dr. Christian?
Don't you think you'd better tell me all about it?
About how I feel? I did. My head aches a little, and it hurts when I swallow.
You wouldn't have any idea what's the matter, would you?
Maybe I'm getting a sore throat.
Maybe you are. Maybe those lumps which are beginning to swell up under your ears are marbles. But I don't think so.
Why, Dr. Christian, you don't think I'm going to have the mumps?
If you're not, I'd better stop trying to practice medicine. Patsy, how did you get them?
The mumps? Well, you said yourself there was an epidemic.
Yes, yes. You haven't been near Primrose Street, have you?
Primrose Street? You mean...
I mean Primrose Street, Patsy.
Well, only for a minute. I just stopped by, just a littlest while, to take a book to Sue Bailey.
I see. Well, that wasn't by any chance the same day you came to my office, was it, Patsy?
Why, yes. I believe it was, Dr. Christian.
But I told you Sue was quarantined.
I only went in just a minute. Mrs. Bailey came and sent me right home.
Well, I guess a minute was long enough. Well, is that all you want to tell me?
I guess I'll have to stay home from school again, I guess.
Yes, and I suppose we'll have to watch Bud.
Oh, Bud won't have them.
What?
I haven't been near him since. I mean, oh, Dr. Christian, don't keep Bud in. That'll spoil the whole thing.
Patsy, what do you mean?
Well, if Bud shut in, too.
Too? Then you have reason to suspect that Les is going to have the mumps?
Well, if he isn't, I've kissed him goodnight every night for 2 weeks for nothing.
I can't stay but a minute. I just came to tell you that Les is sick in bed and can't take you to the movies tonight. Mother thought I'd better explain.
Oh, I'm sorry. What's the matter with him?
Oh, I don't know. Dr. Christian's over there now. Patsy's sick, too.
Again? The poor kid.
Yeah. Well, I guess I better be going.
Oh, don't go. Come on in and sit by the fire. I've hardly seen you since...
Since I got over the measles. Is that what you mean?
Well, yes.
Well, you seem to have been busy enough. I suppose going around with a college boy makes us high school fellas seem pretty flat.
Well, of course, boys in college are more sophisticated.
They show us up, all right.
Mother doesn't like me to go with boys in college. She says they're too old for me.
Well, she lets you go around with Les all the time.
Well, that's because you were sick.
Yeah.
Well, that's the reason I went with him myself.
Yeah, I'll bet.
It was. I thought you'd rather have me going around with your own cousin than anybody else.
Honest?
Of course. I really have missed you a lot, Bud. And I haven't had a passing grade in algebra since you got sick.
Oh, what's the matter? Isn't the boy wonder good in algebra?
No, but he is a marvelous dancer, Bud.
Yeah, so they tell me.
How much longer is he going to be here?
A couple more weeks, I guess.
Oh.
You promised you'd go to the basketball dance with him, didn't you? Well, I guess I might as well be going.
Oh, listen, there's somebody in the hall.
Is Bud Robinson here, Mrs. Hamlin?
Come on, Dr. Christian.
Yes, he is, Dr. Christian. I'll call him. Oh, here he is now.
How do you do, Dr. Christian?
Hello, Dr. Christian.
Oh, hello, Bud. Your mother told me I'd find you here. I've got some news for you.
Bad news?
Well, nothing desperate. But your mother has her hands full with all these invalids.
Invalids?
Yes, so I suggested that you come down and stay with me. You don't want to run a chance of missing school.
But who's sick?
Patsy and...
Anybody else?
Patsy and Lester.
Lester? What's he got?
He's got the mumps.
The mumps? Jiminy Christmas!
I bet he looks a sight.
Well, we thought it'd be better to keep you away, Bud. So your mother is going to send your things down to my house.
She's going to do no such thing. Now, there's no earthly reason for going all the way down there when he's almost next door to the school. Bud's going to stay right here.
Stay here?
He can have Jack's room. It's never used while Jack's away at college, and I'll look after him just like his mother would.
That's very nice of you, Mrs. Hamlin. I'm sure Mrs. Robinson will appreciate it. How about it, Bud?
Well, thank you very much for asking me, Dr. Christian, but if Mrs. Hamlin really wants me, and Marilee doesn't mind...
I think it'd be marvelous. You can do all my algebra for me.
Well, I'll try. But after all the college competition I've been having,
Oh, Marilee is much too intelligent to be dazzled by a mere college man, Bud. After all, even college men went to high school once.
I like high school boys best anyhow. They're not so conceited.
Do you really mean that?
Yes. Les will have to be in quarantine quite a while, won't he?
I'm afraid so.
Till after the basketball dance?
Yes, till after the basketball dance, Mary Lee.
Never mind, Mary Lee. I'll take you to the dance. I'm always glad to return a favor. Les did as much for me.
Buddy's going to be the star of the team this year. If he stays here, you'll have to see that he goes to practice every day.
I'll make him go. I'll go over every afternoon myself and watch.
Will you, honest?
Of course.
And you won't mind going to the dance with me?
Of course I won't, Bud. I'll love it.
I'll be running along now. Goodbye, Mary Lee. Goodbye, Mrs. Hamlin.
Goodbye, Dr. Christian.
Goodbye.
Dr. Christian, how long will Les have to stay in quarantine?
Well, let's see... Until about the 28th, I think, Bud.
28th? He's going to leave on the 29th. Dad said so today. Well, that sure helped.
I don't see why you should feel that way, Bud. Mary Lee seems to think you're the only boy in town.
Oh, sure. I always knew Les couldn't cut in on me, really. Only, well, you know how women are, Dr. Christian.
Don't let yourself become cynical, Bud.
I won't. Well, everything's all right again, thank goodness.
Better say thank Patsy.
Patsy? You mean... Dr. Christian, did Patsy know she was going to have the mumps?
What makes you ask that, Bud?
Oh, because she acted awful funny. She hasn't let anybody come near her lately except Les. Do you mean she... Oh, gee.
Patsy felt very badly because she gave you the measles. She cares a great deal about her big brother, Bud.
Enough to... Well, gee, can you imagine that? Hey, what can you do for a kid like that?
I'd suggest that you walk down with me as far as Davis Drugstore and place an order.
An order for what?
Well, there's nothing so soothing to mumps as a big dish of chocolate ice cream.
And the curtain descends on another Dr. Christian drama. Jean Hersholt, our star, and the others of the cast will be here to greet you in person in just a moment. Do you want to win a first-class round trip to the World's Fair, either New York or San Francisco, and $150 in spending money besides, or instead of the trip, $250 in cash? Then listen closely to these simple rules. First, make up your mind which World's Fair you want to see and write a letter beginning as follows. I want to see the World's Fair because... and finish it in 50 words or less. Second, get a carton or wrapper or a tracing of the label from any item which bears the trademark Vaseline, such as Vaseline jelly, Vaseline hair tonic, or any one of the Vaseline products, or one from any Colgate Palmolive toiletry. Enclose it with your letter and mail to Vaseline Products, 17 State Street, New York City. Did you get that address? 17 State Street, New York City. For your convenience, entry blanks giving full details are available at your druggist's or by mail. But your entry on plain paper is perfectly satisfactory. You can enter this contest as many times as you wish, but be sure your entries are in by midnight, May 15th, when the contest closes. Now, think of all the reasons why you want to see a World's Fair this year. Boil your answer down to 50 words and mail your first entry tomorrow. In tonight's play, A Bad Case of Quarantine, you heard several of Hollywood's talented youngsters. Lester Jay in the role of Bud, Velma Patsy Berg in the role of Patsy, Richard Quine in the role of Lester Lair, and Lucy Gilman as Merrily Hamlin, and Myra Marsh, Captain William Royal, and Inez Seabury. Rosemary DeCamp was Judy Price, as usual, and Gene Hersholt, our star, played his customary role of Dr. Christian. What sort of play have you selected for next week, Dr. Christian?
Well, I'm not going to tell you anything about next week's play, except to say that its title is Little Sweetheart. It's different from any of the stories we've presented in the past, but if you have a spark of romance in you, I know you'll enjoy it very much. Until next Tuesday evening, then, I'll say good night.
Don't fail to hear our Dr. Christian drama next Tuesday evening at the same hour. It is called Little Sweetheart and stars Jean Hersholt as Dr. Christian with Gloria Holden in the supporting role. The makers of Vaseline products, Mr. Hersholt and the other artists on our Dr. Christian program, extend greetings to the Campfire Girls and congratulations on their 27th anniversary, which they're celebrating this week. This is Arthur Gilmore bidding you good night. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.